You're listening to SBS News.
The G7 summit in Cornwall was a test of Australia's resistance to net zero carbon emissions by 2050. Scott Morrison might have softened his stance among other world leaders who committed to stopping funding for new coal-fired power stations. But those developments in Europe appear to have created a split back home, in time for the Prime Minister's arrival back on home soil. Minister for Resources Keith Pitt has stood firm on the government's long-standing policy, pointing out that any changes required his National Party's blessing.
Now, for the government policy to change, and it hasn't changed in this country, we have not committed to that, to net zero by 2050. That would require the agreement of the Nationals, and that agreement has not been reached or sought.
Speaking to the ABC, Minister Pitt was pressed about whether the Nationals could be budged, even after world leaders committed to accelerated efforts to achieve net zero as soon as possible, and by 2050 at the latest.
The Prime Minister said, the destination is clear, we are moving towards net zero.
Well, I can only tell you what my belief is and what I understand, and my understanding is very clear. That has not been sought from the Nationals. The question has not been asked. It would require agreement, and that has not been reached.
The senior Queensland National appeared to warn the Prime Minister about pressure he may face from moderate Liberals within his ranks.
Well, let me put that another way. Have you been alarmed? You alarmed by the comments from the Prime Minister overseas?
Look, we've had a number of discussions over a period of time. And you know, quite clearly, Fran, this is not an issue that just popped up last week. It's been around for a long time. We're looking to ensure that we do have those discussions. We are part of the discussion. And as I've said earlier, the Nationals have not been asked. There is no agreement. And we're looking forward to seeing what happens in the future.
The Labor Party's climate spokesman, Chris Bowen, sought the opportunity to drive a wedge in the divide. He says a Labor government would not have been the outlier among other developed nations at the G7.
We've never supported public money into new coal-fired power stations. That is not the way forward for Australia. There'll be no new coal-fired power stations in Australia because they're not economic, and the government therefore shouldn't step in with taxpayers' money.
Mr. Bowen says the apparent division between the Prime Minister and his Resources Minister could not be underplayed.
Well, based on the statements by the senior government members, including Keith Pitt this morning, who basically said he didn't support it. I mean, this isn't some backbencher. He's a senior member of the Cabinet. The government is clearly at war with itself about the future. They can't agree on the basics. Net zero by 2050 is the most basic of commitments, the absolute minimum necessary to avoid dangerous global warming. So the fact that the government can't agree on that really concerns me very deeply.
But the opposition is not without its own internal divisions on climate. Still navigating a position between voters in coal mining areas and inner city seats, Labor spokeswoman Madeleine King has told a major gas lobby in Perth that Labor supported opening up new gas reserves. It's a position likely to create more internal debate. But Chris Bowen says Labor's policy is clear.
Well, gas will have a role to play into the future, given that we need peaking and firming as we transition to a more renewable economy. That means that we need to have other forms of energy to help us while we're building the storage capacity, batteries, pumped hydro and hydrogen. Gas will play a role as we do so.
Watching the two major parties fall in line behind gas exploration, Greens leader Adam Bandt made his outrage clear.
But our job is made much more difficult every time Labor goes and sides with the Liberals. Make no mistake, we will be letting every inner city voter know that Labor has now signed up with the Liberals to light the fuse on a giant climate bomb.
On the issue of climate, it appears unity between the parties remains a long way off. Tysock Husey, SBS News.